Shout out to Trevor Rosner.
So, actually, at the same time that I texted you, Brian Schreck texted Trevor Rosner. Trevor Rosner said that usually they try to make a statement before Shia on Thursday.
Okay, meaning it was within 72 hours. Yeah, Shkia is really late. Right. Great. Okay. Sounds good. Okay. So there are no zmanim here. It's a Hasidic camp. someone told me in one of the camps they davened Shachris 10 o'clock camp time. Did we ever do that? 10 o'clock camp time. That's mincha time. That's insane. It's like if the sun is right up above, it's probably too late to daven Shachris. Okay. So. But, you know, I'm sure they woke them up 3 hours earlier and said, it's Zman Kriya Shema, so everyone say Kriya Shema. Okay, so going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. So this is a minhag in many, many kihilos. We often associate it with Hasidim, but it's not only a Hasidish thing. Even though Rav Willig once did a Q&A in DRS many years ago, I guess many years ago, because I was still teaching there, and someone asked him, when you go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, I don't remember what the question was, but he just started with that. When you go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, and Rabbi Willick said, what? Who goes to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos? We don't go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. I guess he didn't realize how close DRS is to Eish Kodesh, you know, like the proximity. But he thought that we're not knowing to do that. He says, we follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. You go to the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah and Erev Yom HaKippurim, not on Erev Shabbos. But even Gedolei Torah who are not Hasidim were very makpid to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. Not only about Hasidim. In the Sefer Va'allahu Lo Yibol. Anyone familiar with that Sefer? Va'allahu Lo Yibol. It's a Sefer of conversations that someone had with Rosh Hashanah Zalman. The author used to walk Rosh Hashanah Zalman in Shari Chesed, you know, from the shul, back to shul, whatever, you know, and he would just pepper him with questions and have conversations, and then he wrote down every word Rosh Hashanah Zalman said in those conversations, and he published a few volumes of Lo Yibol. In fact, in that Sefer, there's a Haskama from one of Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach's children, and the Haskama says, please do not publish this Sefer. My father was just making small talk with you. He did not think you were going to be publishing all this stuff. Please do not publish the Sefer. So the fellow published the Sefer and put the Haskama there. Objection noted. Sefer is being published anyway. So, but he had the integrity to actually publish that letter. And he clearly has great integrity because he meaning in terms of being accurate to what Rosh Hashanah Zalman said, because he writes everything Rosh Hashanah Zalman said. And then Rosh Hashanah Zalman sneezed, and then I said Gesundheit, and then he said, like, he was very, very detailed about things Rosh Hashanah Zalman said. But anyway, one of the things he says over there in Chelek Gimel of V'lo Lo Yibol was that Rosh Hashanah Zalman was very makbid to go to the mikveh L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh, and it's a Yerushalmi thing maybe, but a lot of holy tzaddikim would go to the mikveh every Erev Shabbos after Chatzos in order to end Shabbos b'kedusha v'tahara. So what are the issues? First of all, where does it come from? Where does this minhag come from? And like, are there any details of like how you have to do it? Like how many dips? How many times do you have to go? I have a very close friend, Rabbi Aryeh Cohen, who's a Rebbe in DRS. So one of my Talmidim, Eli Baruchov, told me that he was once at the Ari Mikvah at the same time as Rabbi Aryeh Cohen, and Rabbi Cohen decided that he should dip 613 times in the Ari Mikvah, because you know, full kedusha, I don't know, whatever. So what he would do is, you're not going to jump up and down 613 times. So he took his finger and kept sticking it out of the water, in the water, out of the water, in the water. So the way Eli Baruchov tells it is, he saw there was like a Hasidish guy there. He said, like, he asked him, like, what's the story with your friend? You know, who, normally? He's like, oh, whatever. So is there like a certain number of tevilos you're supposed to do? Is there anything you have to be careful about? Some are makba not to dry off after the mikvah because they want the holy waters on them going into Shabbos. So you come in with their Shabbos clothing stuck to their body, you know, like, so is that a thing that you're supposed to do? And also, let's say you're in a place where there is no mikvah. Is there some other way to be mitar yourself? Also, what's the best time on Erev Shabbos to do it? And is it something that even children should do? Like, at what age do you start this practice of toveling on Erev Shabbos? Just curious, in yeshiva where you guys are, like, has it become a thing that people go to the mikvah? Yeah, a bunch of guys. Every morning. Mevaser kais. Mamish. Every Erev Shabbos. In the mikveh in yeshiva on campus.
They're building one now.
It's
just one in the old city.
Ah, okay. I mean, right. You're in Hakotel? Yeah, so. You have a Mayan right there, so they go to the Mayan. Okay. So this is something like it's become like popular among the modern Orthodox post high school chevra, right? So let's talk about like where it comes from. So the minhag is not quoted in Shas anywhere. However, there is a Zohar. The Zohar in Chelek Beis writes that as Rabbi Reisman, when I took the Masmidim to Rabbi Yisrael Reisman 2 weeks ago in Camp Aguda, he said that I forgot who he quoted, but he quoted an Adam Gadol who said that he never learned the Zohar. He looks up a Zohar if it's quoted in the, you know, by other poskim. So I never learned Zohar, but this is quoted by other poskim. So the Zohar writes that Rav Hamnuna Saba kadav solik minara b'mali shabata haviyasav riga chadav zakev inoy vavachadi. That when he would come out from the river on Erev Shabbos, he would sit for a little bit, and he was overjoyed. But it doesn't say over there that was the minhag or that everybody has to be knowing that way. It just says that apparently he would go to the river, he would be tovel in the river on Erev Shabbos. However, in the Yisod V'Shorish HaAvoda, it talks about the value of going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos for everybody, and he quotes from the Zohar in a different place that there is this value. And it seems that he derives from the Zohar that everybody should go to the mikvah before Shabbos in order to have this sense of Tosefes Kedusha. In the Kisvei HaArizal, in Shara Kavanos, it's explicit, right? He says explicitly that there is this good minhag. Lahalacha, none of the poskim really bring it. It's kimat, not brought in poskim. The Magen Avraham always brings Kisvei HaArizal, doesn't really mention this minhag. You do have it in later, it's mentioned in later poskim, like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Mishra Brura. They mention that there's such a minhag to be tovel on Erev Shabbos. So even though it's not, we don't find it that we shown him wherever mechayiv this tefillah, it does sound like a lot of people did it though. It sounds like this used to be a fairly common practice, because in the Tshuvas HaGaonim, Tshuvas HaGaonim is called in Shari Tshuvas and Kufayin Hay, he discusses why is it that we don't say Birchas HaMitzvah in this tefillah. So it sounds like, if you're asking why you don't say Birchas HaMitzvah in the tefillah, it sounds like it was a tefillah that people did and they saw it as something that with religious value. And he says that they don't say Bracha because from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we don't have any Tomentara anymore, so therefore it doesn't require a Bracha. The Abu Draham, the Sefer HaManik, also discuss why it is that we don't say a Bracha on this minhag. So even though they don't say it's something you have to do, but they apparently assume that it's something that people do. So you do see that it comes up in early sources. Now, as far as this practice of going to the mikvah, there are a number of matters to discuss, there are a number of levels, I guess, so you could say. There are those that are makbet to be tovel in order to be mitar themselves from Tumas Keri, meaning Takaras Ezra was. Back in the day, the Gemara Baba Kama tells us that Ezra was misaki a number of takanos, and one of the takanos was that if a person becomes a balkeri, then he's not allowed to learn Torah or Davin until he goes to the mikveh. So balkeri means that he was motzi zera. So anytime a person is motzi zera, which means not only levatala, meaning when you're single, you think of motzi zera as being motzi zera levatala. A married person, every time they have tashmish with their wives, is motzi zera. So Ezra was misaki, they can't Davin the next morning, or learn the next day until they go to the mikvah first. That was Takanas Ezra. Now, Takanas Ezra became something that Ein Rov HaTzibur Yichon L'Amud, people couldn't withstand, you know, couldn't keep up with Takanas Ezra. So they did away with Takanas Ezra, with that Takanas Ezra. But some people maybe are extra machmir because of Tumas Keri. Tumas Keri, by the way, is a topic you can hear about every single night this week, because you can go to a siyum every night this week, and every siyum will be on Maseches Yuma. And in the last Gemara in Maseches Yuma talks about if a person becomes a Baal Keri on Yom Kippur, how he has to be Doei Kol Hashana. So it's like a little bit awkward when you're making a seam in front of like all the 8 and 9 year olds in camp, and you know you're talking about Tumas Keri, but they're not paying attention anyway, so it's fine. You could say whatever you want as long as there's a meat or chicken coming; it doesn't matter. So anyway, so that's one reason that that maybe there are certain yechidei skula that are makar tumas keri. Now that would explain why a person will go to the mikveh every single day. That tumas keri doesn't only happen on Friday night and on Thursday night, whatever, to go erev Shabbos. That would be a reason to go every single day. Another possible reason that people might go is that's part of hachana for Shabbos, part of preparation for Shabbos. That you wash your whole body, you take a bath, you take a shower. So the minute became that you go to the Beis HaMerchatz. So might as well, when you're in a Beis HaMerchatz, to clean yourself off, to go to the mikveh as well. La'alach in Shulchan Aruch, you have to bathe on Erev Shabbos, right? The Shulchan Aruch writes in Aruch Haim Sin Reish Samach, mitzvah lirchutz kol gufo. V'im eif shalo yirchutz panav yadav ragu b'cham b'Erev Shabbos. You should bathe your whole body, and if you can't do that, at least your hands, face, and feet. And it's a mitzvah to shampoo your hair, all of that. So in the Sefer Kovetz Halachos, they quote from Shmuel Kamenetsky that if the mikveh water is warm, you could be mekayim that din as well. Meaning, not only meaning you can kill two birds with one stone. That if you go to the mikveh, you could also be mekayim the mitzvah of lirchutz kol gufo in honor of Shabbos. And it says that in the Orchus Rabbeinu from the Stipler as well. So it could be that maybe that's why the minute we came to go to the mikveh, because you'll also be zochet, you'll also benefit in being rochetz kol gufo on erev Shabbos. Meaning it's a substitute shower for the people that that aren't so into showering. Okay, perhaps that's unlikely the real reason. The real reason is, meaning those two are not, you know, neither is a likely culprit, right? The first one about tumas keri doesn't really make sense, because then it should be only when you're balkari, and it should be on any day. It has nothing to do with Erev Shabbos. The second one about, because you got to bathe for Shabbos, who bathes in the mikveh? That's not what you're trying to accomplish there. So the real reason is that tevila is assumed to be most of kedusha, that it brings a certain maila. And that's where the minhag really comes from, that the Sfarim HaKadoshim discuss the value of tevila. In the Sefer Yisod V'Shorash HaVoda, he writes, Yelich letar b'mikvah l'kvod Shabbos Kodesh, v'af misha omid b'cheskos tara. Mitzvah gedola litbal b'erev Shabbos Kodesh, even if you're already tar, it's worthwhile. Ki ha'tevila b'erev Shabbos Kodesh, mo'el l'kabel neshama yaseir b'Shabbos. It enables a person to be more receptive to the neshama yaseira. Ubilti taras ha'mikvah, v'vadei lo yasigena. And if you don't go to the mikvah, then you're not going to get that neshama yaseira. In the Sefer Reishos Chachma, v'yikr shetzorach adam nasas b'yom ha'shishi b'gufo, liknos kedushas Shabbos u'neshama yaseira, hitvila barba imsah. What you need in order to experience Kedusha Shabbos and Neshama Yaseira is tevila in a proper mikveh. K'dei lifshot levush ruach chol v'lubush ruach Kedusha Shabbos sheirucha denashiv ma'atikot shetzarach tevila. That it's a way of a person shedding the ruach of chol and thereby incorporating the ruach of Shabbos. And I can go on and on. There are many other sources in Sfarim HaKadoshim, in the Pele Yoetz, in Erech Tahara, in Zichru Toras Moshe, which is authored by the Chayi Adam. Chayi Adam was not Hasidish, right? Chayi Adam was a mechutin of who? Anyone know? Chayi Adam was a mechutin of the Vilna Gaon, or at least so he claims that he was a mechutin of the Vilna Gaon. He wasn't really. He wasn't not, but he wasn't yes either. What I mean to say is, Chayi Adam's child was married to the Vilna Gaon's grandchild. So it was almost like a mechutin. In fact, when the Chayi Adam published his Sefer, he published a few songs. It's called Chayi Adam on, like, Aruch Chaim. On Yoredei, it's called Chachmas Adam. So Chayi Adam came out first, and he writes in the introduction to Chachmas Adam, which came out second, that in Chayi Adam, there were a lot of times that he argued on the Mechutin, that he disagreed with the Vilna Gaon, and since he was a rabbi in Vilna, people thought that that was a terrible chutzpah, and they were very angry at him, and he got a lot of flack for arguing on the Vilna Gaon. So he said, "But I know the Gra would want kachi darka shel Torah. You're supposed to argue back and forth. You're supposed to. That's the way it's supposed to go. I know the Vilna Gaon would be happy that he was mishpacha. I'm telling you, he would have loved it. But people didn't take well to it. So he writes in his instruction to Chachmas Adam, I will continue to argue on the Vilna Gaon, but I won't quote him by name anymore. I'll just say that there are postmen that say this, and I think not that way. But I'm not going to explicitly argue on the Vilna Gaon anymore." So it's like a fun game when you read through Chachmas Adam, try to figure out where he's arguing on the Vilna Gaon and where he isn't. But the Chayyadim also writes in the Sefer Zichrut Toras Moshe that a person could be misbonin ulinasos to make a test. Ki kasher yichavin adam zdaito v'tir yiras Hashem belibo be'emes v'yu ma'isav ritzuyim az bevadei la'achar shetavol be'erav Shabbos v'kavadu ritzuyim l'kabal kedush Shabbos, that if a person really is sincere and wants to do everything right, then after he goes to the mikvah on erev Shabbos for kedush Shabbos, yavin bedaito shenitosav l'nasham yaseirav. If a person is really attuned to spirituality, he'll feel and he'll sense after he comes out of the mikvah on Erev Shabbos that he has this neshama yaseira. Ki yargish b'nafsho yiras haromimus shebolo ad shetevar bo ava v'yiras Hashem. He'll find a certain inspiration of avas Hashem and yiras Hashem that's taking over his body after he goes to the mikvah. V'zeh baduk u'menusa mikama anashim kama pa'amim b'lo shum safik. And he says, anyone who tells me otherwise, I don't believe them. Meaning, it definitely works. You want to feel that sense of ruchnius, that jolt of spirituality, you go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. Aval k'shei nishmas ha-Torah, ozlo yargish b'kedusha Shabbos. He says, but if your neshama is not Torah, then you're not going to feel the kedusha Shabbos properly. So it's sort of like, it's a guarantee that's easy to make. I guarantee that if you are holy enough, when you go to the mikvah, you're going to feel it. But I don't feel it. Obviously, you're not holy enough. So but he clearly believes in this in a very serious way. In the Kaf HaChaim, he says that the Arizal used to go only after he finished Shnayim Mikra VeChatargum, because you can't really be Mekabel the full Kedush Shabbos until you finish Shnayim Mikra VeChatargum. So the Arizal only went after he finished Shnayim Mikra VeChatargum. However, Prima Gadim in the Hakdam at Sim Reish Samach says that you should go before Shnayim Mikra VeChatargum, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to assume as well. So you have an out if you're not, one of those people that's out of the game with Shnayim Mikra VeChatargum. The Kaf HaChaim writes that the Arizal would say right after the Tefillah, they would say about the Arizal rather that you can recognize the Kedusha Shabbos on his face after the Tefillah. Aruch HaShulchan says Yesh Noagim Litvol Gam B'Mikvah M'Bnei Kedusha Shabbos V'Ashrei Chelkan. That there are those who go to the mikvah, great thing to do. They're being mamshich kedusha Shabbos. In fact, Rav Harfenis, anyone know who Rav Harfenis is? Okay, I'm introducing you all these rabbinic personalities. Rav Harfenis is a dayan in Satmar, in the Satmar community in Williamsburg. He wrote many volumes on Hilchos Shabbos called Nishmas Shabbos. There's a reshiva in Yeshiva University who is a very close, I don't know, call it a Talmud, but he's very close with Rav Harfenis. Rabbi Baruch Simon brings his Talmidim all the time to Rav Harfenis. It's an unlikely shidduch, I guess you would say, Reshivin Yeshiva University and the Satmar Dayan in Williamsburg. But Torah is Torah, and Rav Harfenis writes in Nishma Shabbos in Chelek Aleph, Shamati Ish Mipi Ish. He said, I heard Ish Mipi Ish on good authority. That when the Chafetz Chaim would bathe on Erev Shabbos, he would always remind himself that when a person is Mekadish himself a little bit down here, a lot more Kedusha will be poured on him from Shemayim. And when he'd go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, he would always say that it's L'Shem Kedusha Shabbos L'Kavod Shabbos. So you do have like a lot of sources in the Litvish world, in the Hasidish world, in the Sephardic world. You have a lot of sources for the idea of going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. It's not only like a Hasidish thing that people do, right? Meaning, I sometimes get the sense that in like our circles, it's like a measure of neo-chassidus, like if you're a real legit neo-chassid, which by definition is not a real chassid, but if you're a real legit neo-chassid, then you go to the mikvah, but otherwise you don't. It doesn't have to be that way, that one is necessarily related to the other. However, like I said, Rabbi Willig thinks that we should follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, and no reason to do more than that. And in fact, in Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, in the Sidur Yaivitz, writes that from the Gemara, it sounds like the Chacham do not require Tevilah on Erev Shabbos, even as a mitzvah, even as a benefit. But he says someone wants to be makbid on a Tevilah, Kadosh Yomer Lo. But he said, if you're going to be makbid on a Tevilah, you should be makbir on Tevilas Ezra. Meaning, why do Erev Shabbos? Do Tevilas Ezra's there. It's black and white in the Gemara. Okay, not everyone is able to be omid, but if you're going to go to the mikvah at random times anyway, you might as well make it not so random and do Tevilas Ezra. Do when you're supposed to do it. So that's what, as opposed to Tevilah and Erev Shabbos, there's no mukar and shas. That's the argument that that Rabbi Yaakov Emden makes. Okay, so far, what do we have? It's a nice thing to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, according to a lot of people. But there's no real opposition, even though Rabbi Willig didn't think that it's our practice. The question then becomes, when is the proper time for tefillah? I see we're already almost out of time. What do you want to do? Proper time, number of tefillahs, drying off after the tefillah, doing malach after the tefillah, bathing after the tefillah, tznius while you're tovel, tefillah for katanim, and when there's no mikvah, what to do? Those are the topics we have remaining. Okay, I guess we could do all those topics tomorrow or at some point over the course of the next few days. Maybe we'll take it slowly. We'll go little by little. Okay, have a great day, everybody. And again, keep me posted, be in touch. I'll try to keep you posted what time we're doing things over the course of Kol Hamoed. Okay? All right, have a great day. Yeah. We said that you